Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. Over the last three of the last 4 years, Pittsburgh State University has avoided tuition increases, but not this year. Julio Flores reports.
The Kansas Board of Regents on June 14th approved PSU's increasing undergraduate tuition for the upcoming academic year by 5% or $146 per semester. Fees will also increase by $45 per semester, bringing the total increase for undergraduates to $191 per semester.
The Northeast Kansas Blue Sky Squadron is hosting its Radio Control Air Show this Saturday, June 17th. Everyone is welcome. All different sizes and types of aircrafts are welcome to be a part of the show. The event is for people in the community to show off their planes and skills while also giving others the time to fly their planes in public for an audience. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The Supreme Court has ruled unanimously the EPA went too far in its enforcement of the Clean Water Act. Farm Bureau Deputy General Counsel Travis Cushman says the interpretation the Supreme Court adopted was the same one Farm Bureau has been advocating for.
Beforehand, the EPA could essentially claim jurisdiction over almost anything, and now that ability of the EPA is much more limited to things that the Clean Water Act actually contemplates as waters.
Cushman says the ruling does not vacate the 2023 WOTUS rule, but
it says the current rule would not withstand judicial scrutiny, so the current rule remains in the book, but practically speaking, EPA, the U.S. Army Corps, can't be implementing it, and EPA will need to go back, rewrite a new rule.
Learn more at FB.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good evening, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQ&K News, brought to you by Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy on the corner of State and Main in Norton. Day one of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report is provided by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. Wheat harvest in Kansas started off slow, with some farmers test cutting in south central Kansas as early as June 7th. The outlook of rain in the forecast really got the combines rolling on June 13th, but storms moved through the area again on Tuesday evening and sent farmers out of the fields. Rainfall amounts range from 0.70 inches in Hutchinson to over 2 inches in Newton. Martin Kirshen, a Garden Plain area wheat farmer, reported that he received an inch of rain Wednesday morning, but he has no complaints. He has harvested about 15,000 bushels so far, and yields are ranging from 30 to 45 bushels per acre on continuous wheat fields. Corey Meal of MKC's Castleton location reported that they took in their first load on June 9th. While it's very early in harvest, so far test weights are averaging 61 pounds and protein 11.5%, and moisture is still high, with Tuesday's wheat at 14 to 15% moisture. However, Mill expects the location will see fewer bushels this year, only 60 to 75% of last year. While a few fields in the area have been baled for straw, the lower bushels are primarily due to lower yields this year caused by the ongoing drought. He said that he's seen fields in the area with some weed pressure coming in. For farmers who are seeing weed pressure, there are a few options available, so farmers should contact their local extension office or agronomist for herbicide choices. On Wednesday, June 14th, the Kansas Board of Regents approved tuition hikes for each of the state's six public universities: Kansas, Kansas State, Wichita State, Emporia State, Pittsburgh State, and Fort Hays State. The approved hikes are in range from 5 to 7%, and previous tuition jumps in the past five fiscal years range from 1.1% at Kansas State for fiscal year 2019 to 3.8% at Fort Hays State in fiscal year 2021. Last month, a Kansas Board of Regents report showed 5% increases planned for KU, K-State, Emporia State, and Pittsburgh State, a 5.9% increase for Wichita State, and a 7% hike for Fort Hays State. And that's what the board approved on Wednesday, with the cost for students to attend the six universities and their affiliated campuses in the upcoming school year 2023-2024. The pre-COVID-19 tuition hikes for fiscal year 2019 range from 1.1% to 2.8%, and the state universities cited inflation as the main reason for the much steeper hikes for the next fiscal year 2024. The 5.9% hike at Wichita State would mean a full-time student would see a nearly $200 increase in tuition per semester. And last month, the university said it would generate $5.5 million in tuition revenue, which would be used to help cover costs of employee salaries, benefits, and student scholarships. One person was injured in an accident just before 9 p.m. on Wednesday in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2002 Honda Accord driven by Howard J. Sanders, 85 of Colby, was traveling on Thomas County Road DD when the driver attempted to cross Kansas Highway 25 and struck a northbound 1995 Freightliner semi driven by Brian Laufer, 69 of Atwood, on the passenger side. EMS transported Sanders to Citizens Medical Center, and Laufer was not injured. Sanders was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
CanCare may be reaching out to you soon about your health coverage by text, phone, call, email, or mail. And following reports of fake texts and calls to Medicaid members in other states, CanCare reminds you that Kansas Medicaid will never charge you to enroll or re-enroll in CanCare. CanCare will never threaten you or your family or ask for credit or debit card information. Scammers might pretend to be from a real organization or a government agency, and they can use phone, text, or email to try to steal money or something of value from you. If anyone claiming to be with CanCare contacts you and threatens you or your family, asks for your credit or debit card information, warns you of legal action, demands or requests immediate payment, requires payment by a gift card, prepaid gift card, internet currency, or by mailing cash, pressures you for personal information, request secrecy, threatens to seize your bank account, or tries to gain your trust by providing fake documentation, false evidence, or the name of a real government official, that person may be trying to scam you. You need to hang up, don't answer the text or email, and call 1-800-792-4884. For more information, you can visit cancare.ks.gov. The Norton County Hospital will be hosting a community town hall on July 17th at 5:30 p.m., and it will be held at the East Campus. The goal of the Norton County Hospital is to answer the community's questions efficiently and effectively, and in that regard, they ask the public to please submit their questions to the Board of Trustees or CEO in writing, and then drop them off at the business office, or you can email them to Mackenzie Blecha, the marketing coordinator at mblecha@ntcohosp.com before June 30th. The Norton County Hospital anticipates some submissions may be similar, and to best utilize everyone's time, they will compile and group them to answer all questions appropriately. And the questions will then be distributed to the community prior to the town hall in order for everyone to know what will be addressed. However, it is important to note that questions submitted through social media will not be answered. The Norton County Hospital believes this format will allow them to thoroughly communicate with the public with the hope that each person feels heard. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development Board meeting that was held on Tuesday, June 13th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by Chairman John Griffiths. The members present included Andrew Black, Wally Burton, Curtis Evely, John Griffiths, Aaron Hale, Marvin Matchett, Sam Nicholson, and Dick Thompson, along with the Executive Director, Dallas Goslin, and the Administrative Assistant, Amy Levine. The May meeting minutes were approved by the board, and through a Zoom call, political consultant John Pinger provided a summation of the upcoming confirmed committees and committee nominations for the state legislature. The director, Mr. Goslin, advised the board that he had submitted requests for proposals from area engineering firms for the East Site development, and an application for an MIH grant was submitted to the state for Petra. It was announced by the director that Brian Sproul was nominated by the Almena City Council to represent the board position for Almena. And there was a discussion regarding business assistance being provided to one startup and one business in transition. The 2024 budget proposal was then put forth. A motion was made to approve the 2024 proposed budget. And with no further business to conduct, the meeting was adjourned at 6:44 p.m. David S. Mora, 81 of Norton, passed away on April 24th with his wife by his side, and the family has chosen cremation with a memorial service to be held at 11 a.m. Tuesday, June 20th at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Norton. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Emmanuel Lutheran Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Funeral services for Mary Earhart, 88 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, June 17th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 1 to 7 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, June 16th, with the family greeting friends from 5 to 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorial contributions may be made to the Ambie Home of Norton and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Moffitt Drug, where you can go and get your family's prescription synchronized. You can find out how at Moffitt Drug in Norton.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver room for the second consecutive year has been the biggest noise for the Chiefs in the offseason, so many different faces and different changing parts, but Patrick Mahomes met with me and he discussed his wide receiver room coming up this season and compared it to wide receiver room last year and how some different things, different changes might set themselves up in a better position this season. Just overall his thoughts on the room.
Yeah, I think it's just they understand what's required for them to be great. Last year they were all learning at the same time. I think that was a different thing. I mean, McColl was the only guy that had been here. So they were all learning together, trying to figure out and put it all together, whereas now they can teach each other. And you have guys like Marquez and Sky and Kadarius and Justin Watson. They can teach these younger guys like how we do things, how to run the routes a little differently than where they've been previously or in college. And we just have a deep group, man. It's been a lot of competition. I said it the first time I was up here. It's like I don't even know who's going to be that active roster opening day because there's so much competition, and I can see these guys all making the team.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Castor.
This Father's Day, find the perfect gift for the dad who loves the perfect yard. From steel chainsaws and blowers to trimmers and edgers, you'll find gas-powered tools that dad is sure to love. Visit your local steel dealer and save $30 on the FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid for a limited time at participating dealers while supplies last.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is...
Here's a closing look at the markets on the Kansas Information Network. I'm Greg Akagi. Well, we had, I would consider a fairly quiet day at Wall Street overall. It was an up and down day, but a late rally finished the Dow higher on the day. And the NASDAQ, though, lower throughout most of the day, and the benchmark S&P 500 also lower throughout most of the day. The Dow on Friday closed up 76.65 at 32,803.47. The NASDAQ is down 63 points at 12,657.55, and the S&P 500 down 6.75 points at 41.45.19. Stocks of interest: AT&T up 8 at 18.35. Bank of America up 56 at 33.96. Boeing down $1.46 at 165.04. Capital Federal down 4 at 9.70. ConocoPhillips up 2.97 at 92.85. Colgate-Palmolive down 46 at 80.43. Deere & Company up 93 at 343.31. Goodyear up 66 at 13.23. Kroger up 55 at 47.25. McDonald's down $1.41 at 259.23. PepsiCo down $1.32 at 174.55. Target down 43 at 166.13. T-Mobile US up 77 at 144.56. United Health Group up 131 at 535.06. And Walmart was up $1.01 at 126.58. And that is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
It's time for the Closing Market Report, brought to you by Edward Jones Investments, 418 East Holm in Norton, where Philip Eisenhagen is your financial advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.
Good evening, this is Philip Eisenhagen of Edward Jones, member of the New York Stock Exchange, bringing you the Daily Financial Market Report for Thursday, June 15th, 2023. After a tepid start to the day, markets finished sharply higher after digesting Wednesday's Fed meeting in which the central bank held rates steady while signaling more rate hikes may be in the offing. After a healthy rally over the last few months, the latest Fed commentary did little to sap the enthusiasm, with Thursday's gain seemingly reflecting a view that perhaps the Fed will not ultimately tighten to the point at which the economy suffers a dramatic downturn. This was corroborated by underlying performance, which featured a mixture of leadership from technology and communication services, or growth style, as well as financials and industrials. Elsewhere, global stocks traded largely to the upside, while the U.S. dollar and oil prices were also higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished up 428 points to 34,408. The NASDAQ Composite Index was up 156 points to 13,782. And the S&P 500 finished up 53 points to 4,425. In the bond market, the 10-year Treasury yield finished at 3.72%. In commodity markets, the price of crude oil was up $2.34 to $70.61, and the spot price of gold was up $1.80 to $19.70.70. In stocks of local interest, Altria finished up 20 cents to $44.15. Amazon was up 69 cents to $127.11. Apple was up 206 to 186.01. AT&T was up 19 cents to 16.03. Berkshire Class B finished up 392 to 339.82. Caterpillar was up 435 to 247.67. John Deere was up 747 to 406.52. ExxonMobil was up 73 cents to 105.89. Ford Motor Company was up 25 cents to 14.45. Johnson & Johnson finished up 217 to 163.73. Kinder Morgan was up 11 cents to 17.01. Kroger was down $1.27 to 45.94. Procter & Gamble finished up 203 to 148.45. Target finished up 461 to 137.84. And Walmart was up 86 cents to 157.73. This is Philip Eisenhagen of Edward Jones, member SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention and long-term financial advice at 418 East Holm here in Norton. If you'd like additional information, you can contact me at 877-3373, and daily commentary is also located on our website at edwardjones.com.
carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. No matter the season, talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Furnished by the American
Radio
Lung Association.
Work. Let KQNK work for you. Call Mandy today at 785-877-3378 and get your business or event on the air today.
Yeah!
your dashing good looks may not last forever.
But this great music will.
This is your hometown radio station, KQNK.